Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 324 for Monday, March 28th. I'm Dave Sims. The ICE Futures Canada canola market finished higher on Monday as short covering from large funds and widespread strength in vegetable oil pushed values higher. Dryness in parts of Western Canada was also supportive and volumes were light. Canola was anywhere from $3.50 to $5 higher, with the May contract checking in at $474.60 a ton. That's up $3.70. However, on the flip side, the Canadian dollar is about half a cent stronger relative to its U.S. counterpart, which made canola less attractive to domestic crushers and foreign buyers. Farmer selling is on the rise as canola hits price targets for farmers. On April 1st, China is scheduled to lower the amount of dockage it accepts on shipments of canola, and that has thrown some uncertainty into the market as well. Crude oil was weaker, and large supplies of soybeans from South America were bearish. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., corn was up 1 cent with the front-month May contract checking in at $3.71 a bushel. The market was supported by short covering as large funds positioned themselves ahead of Thursday's big report. The USDA will be releasing its annual prospective plantings report as well as the quarterly grain stock report. Elsewhere, Taiwan purchased 260,000 tons from the U.S., which was supportive, and U.S. corn inspection numbers were above average for the week. However, the gains were limited today by early planting in the U.S. Midwest. Soybeans were 1 cent weaker, with the May contract checking in at $9.09 a bushel. The market underwent a slight correction after prices hit their highest level in 5 months earlier in the day. Demand is particularly strong for soy meal from livestock operators. Weekly export inspections for soybeans came in above average. Wheat was 9 cents higher with the May contract checking in at $4.72 a bushel. Prices surged to their highest point in 2 weeks due to weakness in the U.S. dollar and worries over cold weather. Temperatures dipped in the U.S. southern plains, which could impact any plants that may have emerged prematurely. Dry weather is also forecast for the beginning part of April, and that could add to the problem. Kansas is already dry, and rumors of a drought in Kansas are already beginning to spread. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday, March 28th in Winnipeg. For Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.